Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. I lost a lot of sleep trying to
understand. I could dream all day. Welcome back, DGS on KMOX. Few minutes past 4 p.m. Last show of the year for me in studio. Tomorrow, we're all going to be out at Hardee's at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, about a quarter mile south of Highway 70. Rachel and I will roll in about 12:30, and we'll be there until 5. And, you know, it's not like we're Brad Pitt or something. You're going to be comfortable. But just like, you know, people will stand 20 feet away and not say anything. Don't say anything while we're on the air, because that's really weird. But like, once we're off the air, come on up and say hey, and hopefully you'll bring a few bucks with you, and we'll be able to do something great again for the kids at Operation Food Search. I will remind you one more time that you, the DGS audience, are responsible for feeding 3,200 students every year for 7 years. They would not have food on the weekends because their parents just can't provide it, but you provide food for them and their siblings for 3,200 kids. Every time I say it, I just want to cry. It's
pretty
just
great.
Such a visceral, in-the-moment, whether you are religious or not religious, there's nothing better you can do that you can do than feed kids in the moment. So that's what we're doing tomorrow. Our buddy Matt Pauly joins us. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Man, I've enjoyed you guys this year. Like Rush Hour Sports, Redbird Rush Hour. It's my drive home. And I'm pissed when I have to get out of the car.
You could just stay in the car, Dave.
I could do lots of things I don't do. So I want to do some DGS happy hour, but first I want to talk a little baseball. First, Matt, I know tonight is football and tomorrow night. Tell us about that programming in the evening.
Yeah, tomorrow. So generally, countdown to opening day is on Thursday because we've got the Thursday night game this week. We're pushing it back to Friday. Jacob Buffa is the new Cardinals Senior Director for International Scouting. I got the chance to sit down and talk with him for a good 30 minutes. That conversation is going to air. And then assuming all goes well, here in about 25, 30 minutes, I'm going to be recording a one-on-one conversation with Dustin May, and that's going to air on the show tomorrow as well.
Man, I am really excited by Dustin May. I love this move. I think it's nothing but upside. I listened to you guys talk about it last night, and I'm all in.
I like the signing. I think there's a lot more upside to it than downside. I mean, he does some things really well. Some of the things he does really well, he did not do as well this past year, and that's been part of his off-season focus. Now, he almost died. His esophagus got it tore. And I was doing some research on this is going to scare everybody who likes salad. He was eating salad, a piece of lettuce got stuck in the esophagus. At that point, he starts drinking water to try to get it out, and it just makes it worse, and it ends up tearing through the esophagus, this piece of lettuce. And he had to be rushed to the hospital and do an emergency surgery, and he couldn't eat for a while. He lost all kinds of weight. That was probably connected to the velocity going down. So he said today on his Zoom call, he might be listed at 180, but right now he said he hasn't been 180 since like high school. And even with the weight loss right now, he's sitting at 215, 220, and he hopes to be back at a playing weight of about 225.
Yeah, I was going to say, you see those weights, those are typically what they were when they were drafted or when they were acquired, and they don't generally change them. So you'll look at some guys and you'll be like, what? Why? He looks like he's 220 and they list him at 170. Like it's weird, but he was down, I think, into the 190 range, wasn't he? From his normal of like 220, 225?
Yeah, I think he lost close to 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what a scary situation that he went through. And him playing baseball again wasn't the focus at that point. It was staying alive. So for him to be back, and the numbers last year, he had a sub-5, you know, ZRA was just about 5. It wasn't great. Bernie Miklas likes to bring up the fact that if you break it down by games, most of the bad ERA was connected to a handful of blow-up starts, that most of his starts are pretty solid. So I'm excited. I'm excited for him and looking forward to see what it's going to look like with the Cardinals.
It's an important thing, and we touched on it with Bernie, and Matt, you and I have done it too. It's an important thing when you're evaluating pitchers to not just look at an ERA, because 3 bad games can screw up your ERA for a whole season. And I did this. I was talking to some friends about this when Kenley Jansen signed with Detroit. So Kenley Jansen had like a 3.30 ERA last year, which isn't bad, right? Mm-hmm. It's not bad at all. He gave up 6 runs in 1 game on May 2nd. His ERA for the rest of the year was 1.70.
Wow.
So like 1 game doubled his ERA for the year. He only gave up 17 total runs the whole year, but 6 in 1 game. So it's much more about how good you are in a larger number of games. And as Bernie pointed out with Dustin May, he made 23 starts. In 17 of them, he had a 3.30 ERA. It was these 5 or 6 other starts that just went really bad. And you want to limit that. It's not a good thing. It's just you have to understand what you're getting.
I would make the argument that having an elevated ERA that is very much connected to just a handful of really bad starts is a much better situation than being a guy who just basically pitches to that ERA.
Yeah.
Because if you're just pitching to that ERA, then you're not, more often than not, it's a so-so start. Whereas if it's just a handful of really bad starts, it was bad on those days, but you really gave your team a chance to win on all those other days.
Yeah.
I don't remember where I saw this. It was just today. It could have been Bernie. But Marte listed the Cardinals as one of his 5 no trades. And the person who was doing the thing was just like, I just want to know why, you know, like Arenado fought to get here and Sonny Gray was happy being here. And what are your guys' thoughts?
The team isn't in a competitive window right now and he's old.
Fair enough.
I think there's more to it than what people think. As an example, Lance Lynn does a podcast with Jim Hayes and Matt Holliday and Kyle Gibson, and it's called Cardinals Territory. And Lance Lynn described how he would use his no trade list for teams he thought would want to trade for him so that he could have leverage.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it may be as simple as that. You know, people that see these things on the outside often just think, oh, he doesn't want to be in St. Louis. I don't know. Maybe he doesn't, but it also may be he thinks they're going to try to trade for him, or maybe they have tried in the past or whatever, and you pick teams based on that. I mean, that can be a part of it. It could also be regional. Maybe he doesn't want to be in the Midwest. I mean, for all I know, that could be a thing. I think what Matt said, too, is the other factor. When you're a rebuilding team, a 32-year-old star is not going to be having you high on his list.
Yeah, and makes sense.
To the money side of it, Sonny Gray utilized that because he had the no trade.
Right.
In order to get the deal done with Boston, they basically paid him an extra $1 million for his troubles. So he agreed to waive his no trade clause for $1 million.
Yeah.
So I heard you guys talking about this a little bit last night. I want to ask your opinions again. And my general question is, what do you think the relationship currently is between the Cardinals and their fans? I get that you're talking about millions of people and locally, you know, 500,000 people and all the people that come to the games and such. But just what's your vibe? You guys take phone calls and see the texter all the time. Where do you think we stand?
I mean, I think people are still passionate about the club. I think they've made the decision not to show up to the ballpark to make a statement. I also think not showing up to the ballpark kind of became the cool thing to do over the last couple of years, which is, that's a disappointing thing for me. There almost was like this chest puffing thing of people saying they weren't going to the ballpark.
Right.
And I didn't like that. Like, if you want to make a statement and that's why you're doing it, that I'm not going to get mad at you for that. You're unhappy with the way things are going, and you're not going to spend your money to go watch the team in person. That's fine. But to do it because you want to, like, join a social media sensation, I have a little bit of a hard time with that. But the TV ratings are great.
Yes.
The radio ratings are great.
Yes.
The interaction about the team is great. The passion for the team is not less. It just so happens that not as many people have walked through the turnstiles.
Yes.
See, Matt, you've said this many times, and every time you say it, I generally say something out loud in my car because I agree so much. When you talk about, hey, look, are we going to win the series next year? No. But we have a really entertaining team, and I've heard you say, like, Mason Wynn's worth the price of admission, and Victor Scott II is worth the price of admission, just watching him do what he does in the outfield. And I couldn't agree more. Like, I'm emotionally tied to the team. I'll be sad to see guys like Donovan go or whoever else that we let go of, because I have an emotional connection to them now after going to 40 games last year. But regardless of who suits up in that uniform, I'm going to go see him.
I think it's compelling things can happen on an every night basis at the ballpark. And for a city like this that loves baseball so much, I would personally hope that more people do show up and watch what's going on, as long as the organization follows through by making good decisions. The previous regime is gone. Don't judge this regime upon what happened previously. So far, I think Heim Bloom has done nothing but make good decisions. And if you agree with me on that, I would hope that would also result in you maybe going to the ballpark and watching a few more games.
Yeah, I mean, I think...
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
If you like going to games, go. Right? There's no more need for protest. The changes
that
any protester really wanted are happening. Now, that, you know, if you're holding out on the manager, I mean, okay, but it's probably a silly thing to do at this point. Because what matters most is what the players are. But, you know, I understand a protest vote. I understand saying this is my best way to communicate my feelings as a customer to this business. And this business just happens to be my favorite sports team. I don't have any problem with fans. And Matt and I have talked about this a lot. We both agree that there's no problem with sending any message you want. But I would also say that change is underway. The protest staying away is probably not necessary. Now, you may have other reasons. I mean, we just talked about it a little bit ago. Money's tight. lots of things are expensive. If that's a thing where you're like, yeah, I'll make a sacrifice for a better product, but without a better product, I don't want, hey, that's fine. That's a rational financial decision.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean that this current path deserves your frustration. I mean, it's just beginning, so you're going to have to let it ride for a little bit.
Talk to me a little bit. I'm excited about World Baseball Classic because it's baseball and I'm jonesing, but I don't understand. I don't understand it that much other than what the words say. But like, tell me more about it.
It's international competition, and it's fun because the games matter so much and they're being played at a time where generally we're not seeing meaningful baseball. I always say that this is the least terrible spot on the calendar for it because there's not a good spot on the calendar for it. You're not going to stop baseball in the middle of the season to do something the way hockey's going to do with the Olympics or anything like that. But it's just a way to bring an international competition involving a lot of Major League Baseball players, but a lot of players who play in other countries as well. I really enjoy it. You can see how much it means to these guys as these games are taking place.
Yeah. I think what's fun about it, and look, there are legit concerns. There are health concerns, right? I mean, a lot of teams don't like it when their players go. And a lot of these are the best players in the world, right? Shohei Ohtani's going, Tarek Skubal's going, Paul Skeens is going. So there's a little bit of a risk of injury in the sense that you got to ramp up a little faster because you would be still another couple of weeks away from the regular season, and this is real competition. Now, they have innings limits and pitch limits like that early in the World Baseball Classic too. But when you get to the later rounds, it's the real deal, man. Like, these guys care. They're fired up. They all show their patriotism for the country that they're representing. And they're all-star teams. You know, the teams that are going to be there in the end, teams like United States, Japan, Dominican, Cuba, these are all-star teams, man. You're seeing legitimate star-caliber players, top to bottom. Wait till you see the lineups for some of these teams. It's really a lot of fun.
Very cool. Matt, thank you, buddy. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.